Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Patrick Garrett, in for David Gastina. With us on the line is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What I see in the paper this morning, it looks like it can only be good news for the New York State real estate market.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons for an upward surge in home sales, according to our story today by business editor Eric Anderson. One reason is rents on apartments are getting more expensive, and it's pushing people to consider home buying. Mortgage money is still cheap, banks are easing credit standards, and it was a really mild winter. So real estate agents we talked to are marveling at a resurgence in the local market in the capital region, where sales shot up 18% in the first quarter of 2016. They say this indicates consumers are starting to feel confident. Another big factor is there was no heavy snow this winter, and it wasn't bitter cold, so open houses were able to take place without people having to jump over the ice, and that brought out more people, and that all combined to produce an increase in home sales. Unfortunately, home prices remain virtually unchanged. Depending on where you live, they were even down a little. According to data from the Capital Region Multiple Listing Service, the average price edged down just 1% to $207,000. Dollars for the average house in the region compared to a year ago. Now, the median price, which is half the homes sell for more and half the homes sell for less, that rose slightly to $182,000 compared to last year. And these figures cover an 11-county area around the capital region. Sales climbed 33% in Rensselaer County, 27% in Saratoga County, 15% in Schenectady County, and 8% in Albany County. And of course, when you buy a new home, it often means sales of new appliances and furnishings, which means a boon for the entire economy. So there you have it.
You can always catch more of this and other news on timesunion.com, or you can always pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.